Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with the MBAT Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Bonnier. I do want to remind you that in the second half hour of the program, Executive Director to Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins will be in studio with us. A lot to talk about there, especially with the change of command ceremony going on tomorrow morning on post. But talking MBAT, and in that first segment, we talked about the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue's visit to the facility last week. It feels like it was a month ago to me, but it's crazy to think that was just less than 7 days ago, or I guess about 8 days ago now. But we're at this point with MBAT where we're starting to transition into discussion more about personnel and programs, because we're getting towards the latter part of the construction phase, still on schedule to open, or at least construction to be done around 2020.
Right.
So with that, they're starting to advertise some jobs, so pretty exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. And what's happening is that as construction goes on and the main laboratory building is enclosed, now you've got to start running in power. You've got to start conditioning the air, you know, heating and cooling, et cetera, et cetera. So what that means is that we've got to start running the central utility plant. And so before we can do that, we have to recommission it. We have to retest it, make sure everything's still working. Part of that recommissioning is that we wanted, the plan is to have people here on site to be a part of the recommissioning activities so that they learn how to run the building. Because right now it's being run by the contractor that built it. So now real employees have got to show up and have got to learn how to run the building and learn how it works. So the plan was to bring them in during recommissioning as we start the building up again. So then what that means is we've got to have those people. So what's happening is that the Department of Agriculture has written some position descriptions that they're putting out on the street. The first couple of them are going out either right about now or the first part of next week. So for people who are interested in being a part of the NBAF team, there is a process that you have to go through. Remember, it's the government, so it's a process. There is a website called USA Jobs. It's www.usajobs.gov. And that's where all those position announcements are posted. So anybody who wants to look for a job can go to that site. They ask you to set up an account. You don't have to do that. But you can go in and you can search for jobs and you can set up some search parameters. You can use NBAF as a search parameter. You can use Manhattan, Kansas as a search parameter. You can use both of those. You can use certain job categories as a search parameter. But you can go in and set those things up. You can search. You can look at the positions that are posted. All of the information for applying is there. You can also set up alerts so that when new positions are posted, USA Jobs will send you an email, so that you can go back and look at the new posting. So that's a very exciting thing that some of those positions are going up now. The positions that are going up immediately are clearly the technical positions and the skilled trade positions that are going to be needed for running the central utility plant.
And what type of, and I'm not sure if you know this information or not, but as far as kind of wage scale or salary to expect with some of these jobs that you're describing?
I don't have the numbers, but they will be a part of the posting. The first jobs that I've been alerted to would be at a GS 11 in the GS scale. They would be civil servant scale. They would be a GS 11. And all of that information will be posted on the site with the position announcement, so you can get a sense of what the salary ranges are going to be.
Very good. Again, exciting to be able to start talking about MBAT in this sort of manner. Again, here with Dr. Marty Bonnier. She's the MBAT Director of Partnership Development. Do want to remind folks that Phone lines are open if you have any InBath questions. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Again, InBath still on schedule to be done with construction around 2020, and we're really not that far away from all that when you really think back to the process of how many years ago this all started. We're getting towards the end of the tunnel.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Another thing you wanted to mention related to InBath is that the Federal Select Agent Program, and it's just another step in that process of getting things going.
It is. The Federal Select Agent Program, we've mentioned before in other shows, they're the program that is responsible for giving the approvals for laboratories to work on what are called select agents. And so these are high consequence bacteria, viruses, toxins. The agents that are on the select agent list are agents that could potentially be used in bioterrorism. So that's why they're called select agents. Any laboratory that wants to do research with select agents has to go through the approval process with the program. It's a joint program between the Department of Agriculture and CDC. So we had folks out for the last 2 days from both USDA and CDC to talk to them about the NBAF mission. We walked them through on Tuesday afternoon to show them the facility, because part of their process is they have to approve the facility. They have to approve the building and the structure of the building and the layout of the rooms and all of the containment spaces and all of the biosafety programs and the plans for operating and where you store agents and what's your inventory system and all of these things they look at. And they look at them for each specific agent, so it isn't a blanket approval process. Each agent you want to work on, you have to go through an individual approval process for that particular agent. So they look at the building, they look at the agent, they look at how you're going to handle that agent, and they have to approve all the people who are going to be working with that particular agent. So if, for instance, I were a scientist in the laboratory and I was going to be a part of a research project with Select Agent A and also wanted to work on Select Agent B, I personally would have to go through two different approval processes, one for A and one for B. So it's really significant. There are a number of things about this building that are different from any other building or any other program that the program, that the Select Agent Program has responsibility for. So we've been bringing them in early, even while we're still under construction, to let them see floor plans, let them understand particular safety features in the building, because there are some features of this building that they've never had to deal with before. Not the least of which is a biosafety level 4 livestock laboratory. Since this is the first one in the country, they've never had to approve one before at this scale. So we wanted to just be sure that we brought them in early. We could, rather than throw all of this at them at the last minute, we want them to see the progress as we're doing construction so that they will have a better understanding of what's going on when we do actually get to the point of asking for approval.
Here with Dr. Marty Veneer here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN. We're talking about the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. If anybody's new to the area and wondering, like, what's InBath? Well, that's what it is. And that's why we're talking about what you're just talking about, because it is an agro defense facility. The whole point is researching for defense against some of these agents that you're talking about that can be used for bioterrorism or agroterrorism, et cetera. And everything you just mentioned, I think, really kind of speaks to just how serious everybody's taking this facility, because one of the early things when it was first kind of being introduced is Manhattan possibly being a location point, or was concerned about acknowledgement when concerning some of these things and some of these really dangerous agents that they'll be working with. So safety is probably priority number one.
Absolutely.
And that's what the federal the Select Agent Service is about.
Correct. That's correct.
When it comes to the transition from the Department of Homeland Security to the Department of Agriculture, has that happened already or is that still scheduled to happen?
It's still just a proposal. It was a proposal in the president's budget. And so there has not been any work yet on the budget. There are hearings going on about NBAF and essentially about everything else in the president's budget. But until we have a decision from Congress with respect to what they want to do with the budget, and particularly what they want to do with the budget concerning NBAF, we're not really going to know. But we're in a position, because it's been proposed, we're in a position where we have to prepare. It's not the kind of thing that you can wait on. So we have to be thinking about how we do a transition, what's a transition mean, what's the timing for the transition. So we have to prepare. So that's on top of all the regular planning that we were doing anyway, which is all still going on. But we also now have the additional planning factor of, at some point in the future, potentially, we may be handing off full operation to USDA. And what does that look like, and how does that happen, and what are the rules that have to be in place? It is exponentially more complicated than what it sounds like. And there are things that I didn't know about that come up in meetings about, well, wait a minute, we have this particular fiscal law issue in the government that says you can't do whatever, but that's what we're being asked to do. So now, how do we overcome, how do we do the transition and not violate some other aspect of federal law? So there are just a variety of complexities that we have to look at.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, because I think that's one thing that has been, you know, there's been, we've been hearing about that transition, but I think it does get confusing to be like, well, has it already happened? So not yet. As of now, you're still operating under the Department of Homeland Security. Is there any sort of expected timeline on that? Is there anything expected like by end of this year? Or?
Well, it depends on what Congress does with the president's budget. So the end of the fiscal year is October 1st. And that begins then fiscal year 19. And the president's budget is for fiscal year 19. So it says, it requests in fiscal 19, certain things will happen with respect to the transition. So for instance, it suggests that USDA takes over all operational planning. DHS is still responsible for building the building. And that is to take effect in fiscal 19. But until the budget is passed, we don't know.
And you never know when that happens.
And you never know when that happens. And Congress can certainly weigh in and change the timeline. I mean, they can say yes, they can say no, they can change the timeline, they could change what parts transition, what parts don't transition. So there's a lot that can happen. And no, we don't know. We don't know. But we do have to just continue as if it is going to happen, because if we get to the point where that budget is passed, and yes, we have to transfer operational control, then we have to be prepared to do that.
Don't want to be blindsided.
Correct.
For sure.
Correct. So that's the added complexity, is to think about a transition and prepare for a transition, but we still don't know if it's going to happen.
Does that sort of uncertainty add to cost at all?
It's not adding to construction cost, no. The cost that it adds is certainly people's time and effort, because everybody's got a day job already, and so now all of us we still do our day jobs, but then we also now have to get together in addition and talk about the transition and how we're going to make that work. So the cost is in time and effort at this point. Construction's golden. It's going along just fine, on schedule, on budget. You know, everything there looks good. It's just the management and operations things that we're having to rethink now.
It gets complicated, as you
said.
It
gets very complicated.
But that's why we have you on every month, right? to simplify it all for us, as you do every time.
Yeah.
Thanks. You do. Dr. Marty Bonnier, MBAT Director of Partnership Development, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you in a month. It will come quicker than we expect, as
it
always
says. Indeed it
will. Thanks so much. On the other side of the break, we'll have Executive Director of Governor's Military Council, General Perry Wiggins, on the show. More in Focus coming up.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by